Happy Sabbath, everyone. Happy Sabbath. All right. What a lovely, lovely day it is. And you guys look so wonderful and beautiful. Are you guys ready for school? No. Yes? All right. That was some yeses and a real loud no from Winter on the end. School's a fun time sometimes. But when you behave how you're supposed to, things tend to go fairly easily. So today, I'd like to speak about faith. Let me ask you guys a question. When you get those buckets and you go out there and you bring those buckets to everybody, you know that people are going to do what? What are they going to do?
Give you money.
They're going to give you money, right? So how do you feel if you guys took all those buckets out one day and nobody put anything in those buckets? How would you feel?
I would feel like
very, very sad.
Very sad?
I would feel very funny.
You would feel kind of shocked, huh? Kind of surprised that not one person had a quarter or a dime to put in the bucket?
Or a penny?
Everybody has a penny, right? Okay. So when you take those buckets, you have faith that people are going to put something in it, right? Faith. That's how we should be in our prayers. Let me tell you a story about a little boy named Mike and a little girl named Mark. I'm sorry, a little boy named Mark and a little girl named Mindy. Our older people know who Mark and Mindy is. Okay, Mark and Mindy. Mark and Mindy would pray every single day, okay? But it was a difference in how they prayed. Mindy would pray for anything. The slightest little thing in her prayers would always come true. But Mark, he prayed. He would say, "Well, God, I'm going to pray, and I know you're probably not going to do it, but I'm going to pray and ask anyway, just because I'm supposed to say my prayers." And he would pray, and his prayers would always be just really flat like that, and nothing would ever happen when he prayed that way. And then Mindy would come and say, "I prayed for this, and it happened. It happens all the time." And I say, "God, I believe in you, and I know that when you hear my prayers, you hear me, and you're going to grant my prayers because I believe in you." And guess what? It happens. So one day, Mark's mom was really, really sick. And so he said, "Mom, whatever you need me to do, I'll do it for you. Just, do you need some water, some milk? I'll even cut the grass. I'll do whatever you tell me. What can I do? I'll even wash your clothes, but they might come out pink. What can I do? Anything?" And Mark's mom said, "All I need you to do, Mark, is pray." And he said, "Oh, pray. Pray. Are you serious? That's what you want me to do? But my prayers don't work. They don't work." And Mark's mom said, "Pray and believe." So then he went to Mindy. He said, "Mindy, you know, you always come and brag about how God answers your prayers like you're more special than me. What is it about your prayers that make him always come true? Just what's the key? Because, you know, my mama's sick, and I need help, and I have to pray. She asked me to pray. I told her I'd do whatever she wanted me to do, and she said pray. I don't know why she said pray, because I don't pray right. But she asked me to pray, and she said, 'Mark, there's one thing. I've heard you pray, Mark, and you don't pray right.' 'What do you mean I don't pray right?' I say, 'God, I know you don't hear me, but I'm going to pray anyway because I have to pray.' And she said, 'That's what I'm talking about. When you pray and you say, 'God, I'm asking you for this, and I trust you, and I love you, and I believe that you're going to do it. And I have faith that you're going to do it for me, God. In the name of Jesus, amen.' She said, 'If you try that and you truly believe that it's going to happen, and you go to God and you ask him.' So that night, Mark went home, and Mark said, 'God, I need you to heal my mom. And God, this is real hard for me because my prayers are never answered, but that's the old Mark. I'm the new Mark. And I believe that you're going to heal my mom. And I'm asking you this because I really need to believe in you, God. I really need my mommy here. Nobody makes grilled cheese like her. And he said, in the name of Jesus, amen. So when Mark woke up that morning, he smelled that good old grilled cheese. And he said, well, mom hadn't made me grilled cheese in like 3 weeks. So he ran in the kitchen. And she says, hi, Mark. And he said, oh, thank you, God. He was so happy because what did God do?
Make it come true.
God made it come true. But why did God make it come true?
God made it come true because he actually prayed right. And he believed and he tried.
And he had
faith.
That's right. He had faith. So when you guys pray to God, what you going to pray with? Faith. And you're going to believe. Who wants to pray with faith? All right.
Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the shoes on our feet. Lord, I thank you for waking us up to come to your house, Lord. Lord, I thank you for getting us dressed and making sure that we were on time today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the food on our table. I thank you for the clothes that you gave us today. Lord, I thank you for the things that you did for us today and that you will do. Amen.
Amen. All right, children, thank you.